At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And for the final time, I'm Damien Haas. It has been the greatest honor of my life to co-host this podcast. And joining us today is Amanda Lehan Canto.
Whoa! She's back!
She's back! And I'm in this seat.
And you're the guest?
Oh, I'm the...
For right now, unless you do... How do you feel about that?
So, have I been replaced?
Well, no.
Yeah, well,
what?
In a way, for a minute.
Yeah?
Yeah, until today, and then you get it back.
Yeah, it's...
So why am I not in my seat?
I thought I handed off at the end, and it's just like, well, go get him, Tiger.
Is that what you said, Shane? Is that what you said he could do?
Forget what I said, but, you know, you're back, so whatever you want to do.
No, it's cool that you boys are having fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun.
Yeah, no, I've been watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the dark at 4 a.m. while I'm pumping breast milk.
What are you, Ian?
He wishes, honey.
He wishes.
6'7".
No! You cannot. Guys, Amanda, you've been back for a minute.
Guys, I left, and let me tell you, honey, period. I'm a different girl.
I forgot your kid is Gen Alpha.
Oh, my God. My kid is almost 4 months, and guys, I'm cool.
Is your kid Gen Alpha? Is that is that the next? That's the next one.
No, what's the next one?
Your kid's
one?
A damn beta.
No. Wait, what's the next one?
What's after Gen Alpha?
What is my son?
Gen Beta.
My son is a beta?
Well.
Clip it.
Clip it.
On his 18th birthday.
I don't like this.
Oh, no.
Anyways.
We've cultivated a rancid vibe to start this show.
I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Welcome back.
Yeah, guys. Pretty cool. Get out of my seat.
Okay.
Oh. I guess that was all it took. I thought I was going to have to fight.
Yeah.
Because I actually was ready.
Yeah.
If you wanted me to.
Oh, we're trading. That's better. That's even better.
Oh,
yeah. We're trading.
That's nice.
What? No, bring in Jacksepticeye again.
Yeah, you're going to sit right there.
Jacksepticeye was great.
Oh, Jacksepticeye was awesome.
Second, Amanda, remember that? That was the
Jacksepticeye was just so
guys,
cool. So funny.
Kidding.
Please.
We're kidding.
He commented on one of my photos recently. It was just so funny.
Oh, he's the best.
Did you guys like miss me at all, or what's the deal?
Okay, for being earnest here, let's be earnest.
And it's important.
Yes, absolutely. I will say, being honest, it like didn't feel like you were gone for a while.
Oh.
Because I think it was just like your presence here is such a big aspect of everything. And like the videos that you were in were still coming out for so long.
Yeah,
that's true. Like, I don't know. And then I think it was like maybe a month and a half in that it was suddenly just 1 week. It was like, damn, where's Amanda?
Oh.
And then, then it started to really hit.
Now you, Damien.
I got bullied a lot in videos.
No!
You're usually my shield and my guiding light.
No
one was there to protect me. And that's why I wear big comfy sweaters now so I feel comfortable.
Oh, you're all cushioned up?
Yeah, I'm all cushioned up.
Honey, I'm here.
Thank you, Mom.
And I'm so sorry. Yeah, I have another son now and it's Damien. I'm so sorry that I left you.
If I call you mommy, is HR going to get involved?
Mommy? Mamacita?
Yes, mommy.
Yeah.
Mamacita?
I'm giving you your seat.
And I did not watch the whole show, Love Island. I watched that clip, one clip.
Yeah.
I know you guys told me to watch it, but
I'm a mommy.
It really hits how long you were gone when we start talking about things from July.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's almost Christmas.
Like, joking aside, it
don't
is.
Don't even say that. I can't handle that.
I'm still in my post-Halloween victory lap.
Wow.
I just haven't taken down my decorations yet. But, like, no, I really, like, I watch a lot of Smosh just in my spare time. Like, I want to keep up to date on it. And it's also like, oh, those are my friends. And so, like, it was maybe a month or two in where it was like, I get to see Amanda, but I'm like, I haven't seen Amanda in a while. And I really did have these moments of just like, damn, like, it's, I miss you, but
thanks,
you're off doing important life stuff.
I know. It's very trippy to be back here having gone through everything I went through.
Yeah.
And then being back here and being like, hey, guys. Yeah. 6'7". You know what I'm saying? It's like pretty cool stuff. It's wild because as a new mom, you go, am I even funny? Am I even relevant? Are people going to care what I have to say? Is it like, am I past my time?
You're going to feel this desire to cut your hair real short. You should not do it.
Wait, a mom cut?
A mom cut.
I should have put on a wig. And entered,
surprised us all.
And just surprised us all and done like, because why do moms cut their hair that short?
I think they just don't have time for things because so much is expected of them. So I'm assuming it's just like no maintenance.
You know what I think it is? No maintenance. I think it's because your kid pulls on your hair.
Oh.
Yes. For 4 months, my hair has been tightly back or braided because they pull on your hair.
It's got like a tactile learning style.
Yeah, exactly. They like to climb.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, your head.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Interesting.
I've learned a lot, you guys.
I bet.
Yeah.
And it's got to be weird to hop back into this because I imagine it was a lot of just you being like stuck in your home. Like,
do you know what's wild is like my biggest fear was being stuck, right? In my home and feeling like I didn't get out. I weirdly like loved a lot of it because I will say, to be a new mom, you have to call on your people. You have to have your people. Like, I had my mom, I had my sister, I had really close friends. And it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to call on them and, like, ask for help. But, like, the ones who know you really well are like, we got to get outside. They're like, we got to take a shower. They remind you things because as a mom, your only focus is to, like, feed your son, right? And that is not enough. Mm-hmm. It's not enough for him. It's not enough for you. It's not enough for your partner. Like, you have to, my mom calls it, like, you have to feed all the different parts of yourself when you're a new mom. You have to remember, like, oh, I like to journal. Oh, I like to read. Yeah. I like to shower. God, I love to wash my hair. But it's like all those little things that we do all the time, we take for granted. Like, this morning, he was still asleep when I woke up. I had a cup of coffee just by myself.
Ooh.
In the kitchen.
Wow.
That's
both
awesome.
Hands on a cup.
That's a damn commercial.
Literally.
Like, I'm choosing me today.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor about...
No, but yeah, literally.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by ZocDoc.
I am so glad we're talking about this because I'm a new mom and there are so many baby appointments and appointments for me. I just need it to be easy and ZocDoc is so easy and quick.
Yeah, absolutely. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. I was someone who delayed all doctor's appointments for so long, right? But when I finally was like, I need to go to the doctor, but it's complicated finding the right doctor. I want to make sure I'm seeing the right one and that it's going to be convenient. The app makes it so simple. I was able to search for nearby doctors, same-day appointments if I needed it. Any type of filter I wanted to put on it, I could. It was awesome. I had a doctor's appointment set that week.
I love that. Especially same day appointments, which is so hard to get.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about the app? I literally only have one hand free all the time because I got a baby in the other one.
It's true.
And it takes like a few steps just to get what you need on the app. And it is so easy. Like, thank you.
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Oh, wow. You like what I did there?
Did you miss that?
I love that. I did an alley-oop.
You had two basketballs. Yes. You made them both. You got both hands free now. I mean, from every conversation I've had with you, it feels like you've put in a lot of effort in like not losing your identity.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Really staying like it's important to kind of have a focus on yourself while going through this whole new journey.
Yeah, because I hear a lot of new moms say, and my God, new moms are just like heroes, true heroes. And I hear a lot of them say, like, I miss my old self, mm-hmm. right? I miss that part of myself. But I think it's really important to, like, grieve your old self. And simply when you're a mom, every single week, it's like you're grieving a new milestone.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And which is so intense. It is so exhausting. But, like, you do not have enough room in your body and in your soul to like hold all of the new emotions and love and like all these new thoughts. So you literally have to like grieve parts of that. And I feel like your wow. old self just like
interesting.
Starts to go away. Yeah, it's almost like I feel like it's like a cracking and you have to like pick up the pieces and like a lot of the pieces that used to fit just like really don't fit anymore.
Huh.
Wow.
And you have to like put all these new pieces on and you're like, oh, I don't know about this. But it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I just learned a lot. I'm just a different person and in a really good way. Like I feel like I'm much more patient. I have trouble watching true crime, which is
I'm
just
sure.
I was gonna joke about which that honestly, but
no,
that's crazy.
Damien, it's real. I could not listen to Dateline. And do you know how awful that was for
that's
me?
That's wild.
Like
wow.
awful.
Say goodbye to your old self, I guess.
No, seriously.
So I've always had trouble with true crime, and maybe it's because, like, you know, I've got my cats, and in a way, I'm a
you're a papa
myself.
You're a papa.
And I'm a papa myself, and now I, you know,
no, you
get
are.
It.
I think if you're a papa to any animals, you are definitely a papa. Like, you know that thing when you come home and you're like, oh, nothing else matters but seeing their face.
My cannonball of a daughter just
yeah
glomping down the stairs.
Yeah. But I will say, I'm slowly starting to get back into true crime, but like, there were things I just couldn't watch. And now if I watch like a son or a child in any bit of danger.
Sure.
They do that stop. Bit on, I feel like Spencer, it's a Family Guy bit where like, Brian has like somehow finds out he has a long lost son named Dylan, and they're just like, oh, dude, watch Brian change. Hey, dude, think about Dylan being in danger like on a train. He's like, oh my god, oh my god, no, I can't even think about it. No. He's like, what if Dylan was in a fire? He's like, oh my god, no, I can't even stop.
Yeah,
that's literally what it is. Yeah. Your thoughts,
oh, of course.
Are. I was telling Shane this. This is so crazy, but you have these weird intrusive thoughts. Mm. I kept having this thought like after I put Cole, my son, down, that he would somehow get up, open the door, and have a full man's body on him, but his baby head.
Whoa.
I seriously had a thought that he'd open it and go, Mom? And like, like a baby giraffe, like his legs were just full body. Like he was 6 feet tall, but he had his little baby head.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
So yeah, I'm admitting this.
I
right
think that's
here.
Pretty cool. I think that's
do
like
you?
I think that's kind of epic.
I just okay. it's just how powerful your baby is like right off the start.
I think it's this fear of like they're going to grow up really really really
really fast.
That's another thing that you're grieving too. You're just like everyone's like, "Oh my god, they're 1 month." And you're like, "Yeah, they're 1 month."
Wow. It is wild, like cuz I have nieces and nephews and how, you know, I don't see them every day. I don't see them every week, but I see them every few months. And it's just like every few months, just like, and holy shit.
I know.
Yeah.
What the hell happened? And it's gotta be really trippy to be with them every day. And especially early on where it's like, oh, they're suddenly laughing now.
Yes.
The fuck is this?
Oh my God. I can't wait till we're there. We're not at laughing, but we're at silent big smiles. Have you ever seen someone smile so big but it's silent? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I experience all the time. Sweet. It's just like,
out of curiosity, what's going to be the thing for you where, like, you know, you don't want to push your life on your kids necessarily, but like, mm-hmm. if we get to a milestone where Cole is just like, that thing, are you like, oh, like for me, it's like yeah. when my nephew was like apparently getting into Pokemon and was like, this is my favorite, I drew it. And I'm just like,
and you're like, oh.
Like, Papa. What's that for you? If not true crime.
yeah. Okay.
Hey, kid, watch the staircase.
Okay, he's three. He's ready to get into Jeffrey
the
Dahmer.
The Murdaugh murders.
Yeah.
He cut off one of his like action figures' face and like wore it. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's a good start.
Have you seen The Monster on Netflix? I think about this a lot, actually, yeah. because like, I'm like, what, how do I want to like,
it's so funny. They're
and
filming.
I agree.
They're filming Family Feud in the other studio, and
we knew
we were going to hear them. Yeah, just cheering and
well, I'm
yelling.
Glad they're having a good time.
Me too.
Yeah, well, we get to be here with Amanda, and yeah. they don't.
That's the real treat.
Hey, so, I'm here, guys, and I'm a mom. And don't you want to hear about everything?
Yay.
The physical stuff.
4 a.m. pumping.
That's another thing that I'm like. I think I told Ian and Anthony, and I definitely told Shane like full detail of my birth story, and then I was like. Did you guys want to hear that? And you guys were so sweet. Like, yeah.
I mean, not bothered by it.
What an honor to have that shared in that way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you're going through a lot. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's any way to anyone here who would be like, oh, like, you know, we're all adults and like, that's part of.
Well, it's tough. Yeah. You know, if you don't like medical stuff like me.
Well, if you wouldn't know.
I don't mind hearing medical stuff.
Wouldn't know it from that Beppity yesterday.
Yeah. Slayed,
and now everyone has the full timeline of what is filmed when.
Yeah.
What is filmed
yeah.
when.
No, it was hearing it was absolutely insane, though.
Yeah.
And I've heard other people describe like labor and their birth story, but I feel like every time I've heard someone talk about it, there's something new I learn.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I didn't know about that aspect of
yep.
it.
Yeah.
And look, I respect it. I think it's amazing that you went through all that and can handle all that. It sounds awful. When people go like, oh, the miracle of childbirth, I'm like, I don't know. Sounds awful. Like, <Yeah. laughs> I don't know if it sounds like a miracle to me. It sounds like a sci-fi movie, but I'm glad you got through
like
it.
The movie
and
Alien
bravo.
And Predator? Yeah, that's what's
truly,
happening.
Truly. Like, I have so much respect. Mm. For people who go through it.
Me too.
Damn.
I'm not familiar with the details of your birth, and I won't ask you for it on this podcast.
But I'll tell you later.
I did think recently, I was in New Zealand and got to see, like, I actually got to see a couple Kiwi birds. Like,
got to see a couple people give birth.
Yeah, see a couple people give birth.
Awesome.
They just do it on the street there. It's great. No, like, healthcare system's so fine, it's whatever. But no, if a Kiwi's this big, its egg is, like, this big. And I'm like, oh my God, why would nature do that? And then I'm like, that's kind of like people.
That's
yeah,
that's,
really.
No, it's literally like, yeah. Think about it. Your baby is huge. It's like, I remember in it thinking, this is the most effed up thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm connecting to a higher spirit. I was like, this is the most effed up thing I've ever seen in my life. And I gripped Garde's hand to the point of crushing bones.
Wow.
Oh.
But you know what?
Yeah.
When it was all said and done, I was like, I am the most incredible woman on this planet. Like, I was like,
Hey.
You yeah. are brave.
I am incredible, and every other woman is incredible. And the nurses are, there was this nurse that literally, Garde was like, you can call me Papa H. And she was like, okay, daddy. She only called him daddy. And she was like, just the greatest person ever. And she was so calm. And I was screaming. And she was just like, daddy, mommy doesn't look so good right now. So daddy needs to, like, she was just.
I love that.
All the nurses were, well, I love them so much.
I can't imagine the alternative where she's like, you're acting really intense right now.
Yeah, she's like,
you're kind of
girl, you
lot.
Need to chill.
No, imagine your nurse being overwhelmed. You'd be like,
we've never seen this before. Most of them just tap dance out like Michigan J. Frog. The hello, my baby. Hello, my
oh
honey.
Oh, my God. We haven't seen this anywhere. Call in the main doctor. And you're just like, what?
No, like.
I mean, kind of.
That's what they were invented for.
I mean, kind of. They do
chainsaws.
Roll.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Whoa. I like I said, I learned something new every time.
Oh, take a birth class. You're going to go, clamps are for what? Like. Suction what?
Keeps your legs from falling clean off.
Yeah.
I will say one thing, and I've already told Shane this, is that it felt like there was a rocket ship deep inside of me that was ready to delatch from my walls and burst out of my bottom half. And that my bottom half was going to go to space, and my top half was going to stay on the bed.
So the epidural was damn good, huh?
Oh, oh yeah, God. It came kind of late.
So, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
You know when you try to hold out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. Hey.
Hey.
I feel you.
But yeah, you know what? He's here. He's super healthy, and that's literally all I could ask for. Oh. And he is the sweetest little boy ever. And my mom told me that, like, she doesn't see me in him at all, which is
okay.
Super, okay,
love to hear that.
No, he looks.
Are you sure
like
it's yours?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if I was like, this isn't mine?
Yeah. Turn to the nurse and you're like, how dare you? You were shouting out something very sweet about nurses, and then I made a chainsaw joke. So I just want
to. No, nurses, literally.
It's shocking to think like they are just doing that all day, every day.
Yeah.
And I will say, I would like to learn from them because they have a really good job of being kind, empathetic, slash, like, I'm holding a firm boundary here. We need to get you up. Like,
yeah.
No. Like, cool. I really, really appreciated them. I will say birth was the scariest thing in my mind ever. Like,
sure.
Skydiving, fine, scary. Birth was like, this is the scariest thing. Like, I don't even know if I want a child. Luckily, I was able to have a kid. And then the birth happened, and now I'm like, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
I can go back to Smosh Mouth.
Yeah,
dude.
I can do TNTL.
Yeah, if you can do that, I think you can.
I can do
I think
blind
this is
pairs.
Pretty easy in comparison.
I can do
not to laugh blind pairs.
You did blind pairs yesterday, and I was like, can I do this? And Shane's like, yeah.
Yeah, but you're, wait till you play This Is Not a Hat.
I've heard a lot of hubbub about that, and I don't.
Hubbub.
I watched that episode. That's what that game is.
It's a tough game.
I want to play.
It's
because I can do anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard. I don't
but
know.
But I can give birth to the hat.
Anyways.
You look great.
Thank you.
You really do.
I feel amazing. Being a mom is like a very wonderful spiritual experience. It's like, oh my God, that was hard. And then it's like, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
How long after you brought the baby home did you have time to do anything? Or like, when did you finally have time to like watch a TV show? Or like, or like read an article?
TV show was weeks. I read consistently.
Really?
Okay.
I read up until he was born, and I read literally day one.
Wow.
Because I was pumping like nonstop every two. Mm-hmm. I was pumping 9 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So those every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. All day, 24 hours.
Me at the
hours.
Gym.
Oh, gross. Sick.
Let's go.
God, boys. Yeah, pumping weights is exactly the same as pumping milk from your body that you feed your son to grow.
You're so brave, Shane.
Thanks, dude.
But yeah, I kept up reading, which is crazy.
What were you reading?
Oh, romantasy books.
Nice.
Wow.
I actually was reading this series called Blood and Steel, which sounds really wrong to read as a new mom, but it was epic. It was like this woman like training, and it made me feel strong. And also, there's a hot guy in it too, which was like really
great.
Fun.
But I'd be shocked if there wasn't.
Oh, I wouldn't read it.
Yeah.
In there a world where everyone's not attracted to you, but you got a sword.
Yeah. But I would say a show. First of all, H and I barely saw each other. It was like ships in the night.
Wow.
So a show on my own probably took like, we did rewatch Portlandia because I really needed a laugh.
Yeah. Low touch,
it was
laughter.
So good. I think that was like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
But like us watching a movie. Rare.
Sure.
I don't even know if we've done it yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like think about it, a long period of time. Like Frankenstein just came out. And I'm like, oh, I want to watch it. 2.5 hours.
Trying to watch Frankenstein. I'm like, oh, I got time. Oh, wait, no, it's 10:30. I probably shouldn't start it now. Like,
right.
Court and I watched it. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I also love like the look of Guillermo del Toro's just anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll shout him out. Spencer's a hater.
He hates it.
I think he's posted on his story, so I don't feel bad. But he's also a fan of the book.
No, let's burn him right here.
Let's beat the shit out of him.
Mary Shelley would have hated Spencer.
Yeah.
No, I think it's good that Spencer hated it because I'd heard a lot of good stuff. Spencer hated it. Someone else here was like, nah. So I'm like, great. Now my expectations are back to normal.
Go in.
I talked to him. His criticisms are fair.
Mm.
Maybe
I'll watch it like over the course of a month.
I think you'll like it. It's a gorgeous movie.
Mm.
But yeah. But yeah, pause it, watch it.
Yeah. Whatever.
But anyways.
Yeah, that's I would say that.
But you are watching Breaking Bad now for the first time.
Which is wild.
That's
as a first man. Baby watch show.
H has tried. It is constant. He'll literally go, why are we even searching for a show when there's one show that you should be watching?
It is kind of fair.
It is. Okay. I'm very glad I didn't start it when I was pregnant because it is a disgusting, absolutely really hard disgusting show. But I started it. I said yes, finally. And it is so good and amazing. So messed up. It is so effed up. I don't know what was more effed up, my birth or like Breaking Bad.
How far are you?
I've heard that before.
Season 2,
okay.
Episode 12.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a messed up show.
It's a really messed up show, but I'm super into it. Also,
was it just
2000
like-
style is bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Like she's making her baby room and it's like, it's very bad. So I'm struggling with that aspect, but...
Was it just a matter of, like, not being in the mood or, like, are you... I'm kind of this way where people are like, you have to watch this. You need to see it. And the more people, like, lay it on thick, the more I'm like, I kind of don't really want to now. There's, like, a lot of pressure.
I am 100% like that, Damien. And I told my husband multiple times. I was like, so the more you push, the more I don't want to watch it. And he's like, okay, well...
You can lead a horse to water, but it doesn't want that water.
Yeah, it doesn't want that water until it does, and it's Breaking Bad. And I'm watching it.
That's great. And how much you were watching Smosh Mouth while you were gone?
I was watching Smosh Mouth. I did see that Angela reveal that I do read all the call sheets.
That was hilarious. Yes. A hilarious reveal.
It was like
reveal.
A private conversation that her and I had. Sure. But no, it's
you got a big day tomorrow.
I don't know what it is. I get the call sheets, and I'm interested. Yeah. I want to know what everyone's shooting.
Yeah.
I want to know how long their days are.
It's worse.
I want to know what's for lunch.
Yeah.
I want to know what the song of the day is. Thank you, Alexina. I want to know, so maybe I could listen to it, you know, at some point.
It's like you're here.
I want to know what's going on when I wasn't there. And it was really fun. And then I watched a lot of the Smosh Mouths. I watched the Care Package. I will say I didn't watch that one episode that's about Pokemon.
Because you hate Tommy.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. And I need to tell him that.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
Right. Now, to be fair, because we got so in the nitty gritty with things, there wasn't as much opportunity for like, you know, if we have like a reality show episode, it'll be like, all right, so for those at home who don't know, there was this big thing that happened and da-da-da-da-da. We give context. In the Pokemon one, it was just like, it probably sounded like a different language that we were just like, oh yeah, I like Gardevoir and Gardevoirs can fly. And
it's hard to explain. It's hard to like, explain from the basics, the foundation of what Pokemon is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can't wait until Cole just somehow falls into something nerdy that the rest of us love, that
totally
you're going to be like, okay, I guess I have to fully understand
I know.
Pokemon now.
I actually, watching Breaking Bad was the first step of the new Amanda.
Wow, that's not good.
I know, and I know. I totally know.
Next, you're gonna be like, no, I'm getting into cooking.
What?
Okay.
What? I'm changing. I think I need to like start getting into like some more nerdy culture, which I've always been down for. I think I need to get a Russian tutor.
You're gonna start learning Russian.
I don't even know.
So you can finally understand your husband.
Da 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 da. So I can do way better impressions of my husband.
Funny.
Also, his mom comes over and she only speaks Russian, which is what we want. I would love Cole to be Russian
be bilingual.
And speak English.
Yeah. Can I make a recommendation?
Yes, please.
Pimsleur. Pimsleur is what I use for language learning.
Pimsleur.
Pimsleur. It's language learning that basically has you like repeat a phrase, but it'll have you like repeat individual parts of it. So it'll be like, you know, da 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 da. How are you? Good morning. And then it'll like say that again. And then maybe a couple lessons later, they'll be like, how do you say, how are you, good morning? And you go, da 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 da. They're like, you just learned the word for good evening. How would you say, hello, good evening? And then you sort of put it together and you go, oh, now I know why this sentence structure is the way it is. And now if I learn vocabulary, I can just plop it in. So for the little bit of Japanese, I will. For the little bit of Japanese that I learned for our trip and got by, that was all Pimsleur.
Really?
I've just started Mandarin Pimsleur, but I'm deciding between that and or maybe I divert to Korean. I'm not sure between Mandarin or Korean. But anyway, just point is like, it's a lot more accessible to just like listen to and go through your day and repeat it like it's muscle memory and practice.
Well, that's amazing.
And you've got such a great situation where once you learn enough, then it's just like you have people who speak it.
Always
so you get to like
it.
Immerse yourself in it more. And if you just kind of draw that line of like, let's stick to that as much as possible.
Your grandmother and H just start learning Tagalog so that they can still talk about you in the room.
No, I know. They're I'm like, oh, they're not going to be able to talk about me.
Sorry, we're speaking Swedish now for some reason.
We're not. But yeah, Helena Garde's mom is so funny. I was like, oh, I want to get a Russian tutor. She's like, don't do Russian tutor. Like, well, I have a friend in Belarus. She'll teach you at 4 a.m. That's the time. And I'm like, I just want to go through a service and pay it. Like, I don't, she's very much like my mom. Like, oh, I have a guy. And
of course.
I know that's fun and cool, but I just want to, you know.
I get it.
She wants to help, but also like, yeah, I know the feeling of needing to now make yourself way less. Sorry, I'm just stumbling through the words.
Yeah.
The feeling of like having to super inconvenience yourself in order to let someone else feel like they've helped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, teaching a language is that's such a skill in itself. Mm. You want to make sure you got someone you trust.
Yeah.
But then once you get to know enough, then you talk to the people you know. And yeah.
I just think it's going to be so wild to watch my son grow up and like, how is he going to like code switch and like do these like English and Russian like.
It'll be super cool.
Is he going to love video games? Like to your earlier question about, like, am I going to push 99% something?
99% chance he's going to like video games.
Yeah, am I going to push something that I'm really into or, like, or I see him? Like, H and I are so excited to, like, see his personality and kind of harness that. Although I'm battling this way I grew up because the way I grew up, my mom was like, so you're going to do every sport.
Oh, wow.
And I don't want to do that, but I'm also like, does he need a little push? I'm not quite there yet. It's just simmering thoughts.
I mean, I feel like you give him the like the best thing you can do is, I'm saying this as someone who has no kids, but you give him the opportunities to try things, and then as his own person, he'll find his own path, and you build that excitement and that support. But
because that's what I want.
We all experience being forced to do things and how that made us wanted to rebel against.
I don't
that.
Want to do that. I want to like. I basically want to like do trial and error things. Like I want to read adventure books and see if he's like into that. I want to like maybe go and play a game and see if he's into that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's, you know, again, not a parent, but like I was given the opportunity as a kid to be like, okay, we're going to start Boy Scouts and we're going to start karate. Mm-hmm. And then as I did like a couple months of both, it was just like, okay, we kind of maybe only have time for one. Which one would you prefer? And I was like, karate. And they were like, great.
Of course.
And then started doing theater at like, you know, grade 3 or whatever. And eventually it became a conflict of like, well, your black belt test is this day, but the actual show for the, you know, play is on this day. Which one could we do? And I was just like, okay, I did the show. I was already cast in it, but it was like, turns out you can wait a while and, you know, this is what it's like to put something on the back burner. Karate you can come back to. And like, I did. So, I don't know.
That's actually a really smart way to
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Be some teach a kid.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Aura Frames. Aura Frames keeps families connected even when they are miles apart. So Amanda, when you were gone, my Aura Frame, I just had it filled with photos of you and I, photos of you with everyone here at the studio because we missed you so much.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's so kind.
Yeah,
not over the top at all. I love that.
No, not at all.
Oh.
It's so great because you can connect the frame to Wi-Fi, and if you have the app, you can then upload photos at any time from anywhere.
Wait, so what if I wanted to share, like, my photos with you? You'd be so far away.
But if you just connected to my frame, you could upload photos at any time. That's what's amazing about it. I gave one to my mom, and I'm able to upload photos anytime. And moms are so excited about it.
Okay, wait a second. I actually think I need to get my mom an Aura frame because all she does is text me photo so I can send her photos of my son, and it has unlimited storage.
Yeah.
So I can just send hundreds of photos to my mom at any time.
That is true. It's very sweet. It's the perfect gift.
Okay.
For a limited time, visit AuraFrames.com and get $45 off Aura's best-selling Carver matte frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code SMOSHMOUTH at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code SMOSHMOUTH. This exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is their best of the year, so order now before it ends. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Back to the show.
Let's go. Don't. Don't.
Oh, I missed.
I feel like knowing you, there's no way Cole is not going to have an incredible life and future. Like, you're just very, you're very supportive. Yeah. You're a very empathetic person. Thank you. There's no way you're going to have an issue.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. And look, if he's bilingual and knows Russian and H gets him into Dota 2 or those online games, he's going to be able to bust that out. People are going to think they're going to be able to speak Russian, get around him, and he's going to suddenly know it.
Nope.
I'm getting him into video games. I'm like,
It's just going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Everybody, like, it's not even like a boy thing. Every kid nowadays plays so much video games.
And, which is, you know, has nothing to do with video games, but this is why I said 6'7". You guys didn't actually ask why I said 6'7". Do you guys want
to
know?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, can I say, you came back to the office and I was talking to you and you were saying that your niece and nephew were visiting.
Genevieve and Beckett, I'm shouting you out right now because they were like, can you shout me out somewhere? And I said, yes, I can. Love you. Actually, it's Bucket. Beckett has a nickname. It's Bucket.
That's a cool nickname.
Teacher calls him Bucket by accident.
Oh, okay. But you were talking about them hanging out, and then I go, because I just recently saw my nieces and nephew for like a weekend for a couple days, and I was like, were they saying 6'7"? And you...
I lost my mind.
Yeah.
It's like he said the secret code. I was like, you know 6'7"?
Yeah, I had never heard it, obviously, until I was hanging out with my nieces and nephew who are Gen Alpha. They're like around 10.
Yeah.
And I think in the span of 2 days, they said it upwards of 10,000 times.
Literally.
I could not believe how many times they were saying it. And now, unfortunately, we were playing Flip 7. Courtney and I were so excited to be like, we're going to play Flip 7 with the family. Everyone's going to be so excited. And, man, I was drawing those cards and I'm like, I just hope I'm out. If I had a seven, I'm like, please draw another seven. Like, just get me out of here.
Me.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I heard it for the first time at a con. I was like, these two, like, I don't know, probably Gen Alpha or youngest possible Gen Z kids came up and, like, they were looking at what I was doing and they were like, oh, you were in Fortnite? I was like, yeah. They're like, who'd you play? I'm like, oh, I've done a bunch of characters. They're like, how many? I'm like, and honest to God, I'm just like, I don't know, at this point, like, 6, 7? And they both were just like, 6, 7? So just like, 6, 7? 6, 7? And I thought they were just sort of like making fun of, you know, I thought they were just doing teenage things of being like, haha, he said anything and we're gonna just like parrot it back to him. So that's,
you walked right into that.
I sure did, and little did I know.
I mean, they said it nonstop, and my sister, she was like, I think it just means, like, whatever. And she's like, I don't know what it means. She's like, they cannot stop saying it. And I was like, okay. But now, I can't stop saying it.
And that's going to help us to have them not say it anymore. Because we're going to start saying it on camera, and we're all over 30, and they're going to be like, whoa, okay,
we need Spencer on the case. Spencer needs to start saying it a bunch, and then we'll kill it.
There's another one, though, that I wanted to ask. Alexina's in the room. She says she knows it. They asked me if I was preppy or clean.
And I'd never heard this.
Have you heard it?
I don't know this one, no.
is this so millennial lame that I'm doing this right now?
Every video has a comment that's like, this is so millennial. And it's like, yeah, man.
That's how old we are.
You came here.
Yeah. I'm millennial and a mom. Okay, get it.
I don't care.
Alexina, what is preppy and clean?
Okay, so I feel like you're overthinking it. Clean is literally just like a clean girl aesthetic. Very
minimalistic. Oh, clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah, and then preppy is just like a preppy girl aesthetic. Like, you know, pleated skirt, like... sorority.
Okay.
That's literally it. Is no big.
It's just two different aesthetics.
So clean is a clean, yeah. Clean is like a clean aesthetic, clean girl. Preppy is literally preppy. Pleated skirt.
Shout out to this generation for making that straightforward, because when I was a youngster, it would be like, would you say you're bumpy or not bumpy? And I'd be like, I don't know. And they'd be like, well, think about, like, I don't know, your spine. I'd be like, I guess I'm bumpy. And they're like, bumpy means not straight. You're gay. And like, that's so much more
you're
work
right.
than
ours
just.
Ours was so mean. Our generation was so mean. This is simply like, cool.
I do have to give it credit. Like, all these kids are saying 6'7". I was like, when we were kids, we were yelling penis. Like, yeah. I was like, or we were yelling inappropriate shit. So I'm like,
and who could yell penis louder? What?
I heard that in New Zealand, though. Like, literally, I was walking along and there was a car window down and it was like two younger fellas and being like, penis, penis. And
was
I'm like,
it
oh.
To you?
Oh, it's.
No. I wasn't being like directly around.
Well, it'll never
you
get
have
old.
One, don't you? Like, no.
It'll always stick around.
Yeah.
You know, that one's
fun.
Universal.
Just like 6'7".
Endless. Just.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
I was fine with it. I'm like, hey, any meme, I'm like, this is the basis of it, right? Yeah. We're saying a thing, and it's stupid. It means nothing. It was how many times they said it.
Got
but
it.
I think that's the 10-year-old aspect, not the meme of it aspect. But one of my cousins is a teacher, and she was saying at their school, they have to call grades in reverse right now.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
They cannot. they have to go 7th grade first and then 6th grade because— it's a whole mess, and they've banned it on the buses and
everything.
How
do teachers deal? That's what I want to know, is how do teachers go, what's this new thing that you're obsessed with?
I mean, it's worth it for the high pay. Shout out teachers.
They do an
insanely hard job.
Shout out teachers and nurses. My
teachers and nurses.
God.
Yeah. Rolling, really just it. Scrooge McDuckin right into the gold coins.
Anyways, I want to move on.
let's move on. Although, great reference to that show because I actually know
on.
That show.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. That one's timeless.
Yeah.
And hey, they've got a DuckTales video game, and that's for your youngster.
Maybe y'all won't. Oh, he'll play it. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, you're going to be cool. You're going to be able to talk about Resident Evil and FNAF and all those things.
Listen, I am pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
My niece and nephew were like, my nephew was like, so have you played Fortnite? He's 6. And I was like, yeah, once. And it was pretty epic.
That's,
like,
it is epic.
I'm pretty,
it's
pretty
it's
cool.
Actually a legitimately.
In their eyes, they're like, oh my God, you're a celebrity. And I was like, that's crazy. Tell me more. So, I am pretty cool.
I already feel like you're fine. You don't have to play video games because we talked about this. We talked about this on, I think, the Pokemon episode that you didn't watch.
Yeah.
Where we talked about what's so cool about you and Angela in all the games videos that
I'll
you guys
watch
do.
It. I'll rewatch
is
it.
How it's like, yeah, you guys don't play video games, but you show such an interest in it and you're not judging it. You're going, this is amazing. Yeah. This thing that I don't partake in. But I respect it, and I appreciate it. And that's kind of, I think, the most important thing. And I think a lot of kids don't get that from their parents growing up.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of scoffed at. And it goes, oh, this show that you're into, or oh, your games.
Right.
As opposed to going, wow, this is amazing what you're doing and what you're interested in.
Yeah.
I think that's all it takes. You don't need to play it. In fact, I feel like a lot of kids don't want their parents to, like, do the same things.
Yeah.
They kind of want their own.
Cringe.
They want their own thing in their own space, to appreciate it.
Yeah, some of the like most exciting moments of my youth were like you're playing a game that you love, and like a parent walks in the room and just like watches for a couple minutes, and you're like, this is pretty cool. Like I bet they get it now. Like and that's the feeling I get when like either you or Angela. Like I love those videos, but I feel so deeply jealous of Spencer when it's just like, oh yeah, I'll just play Resident Evil for them. And I'm like, you lucky bastard.
Oh yeah.
Why don't we, remember when you and I played
Baldur's Gate?
Yeah, that was super fun.
There was a game recently that people were like, you need to play this with Amanda. I think it was one that I streamed. I'm not sure. But anyway.
I would love to play a game with you. I think that would be so fun.
That would be amazing. We don't even have to film it. You just can hang out if you
feel like it. Yeah, let's do it. Cool. Can my son come?
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't be watching it.
If he's okay around cats, I got two of them.
I don't know. Mm. That's the other thing. I don't know yet.
You can borrow one if you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Borrow a cat.
Yeah, I'll borrow a cat.
You tried to move on like three times.
I know. It's okay.
Yeah, so many times.
Oh,
so
I just wanted to get away from 6-7. I'm fine with anything.
Why did you say it again?
That. Well, because I had to address what I was trying to move away from.
Okay, Shane, it's time for Shane.
But I do want to shout out Damien and Angela. You guys did such an incredible job hosting. It was really kind of, I think, one of the hardest decisions we had to make this year was when you were going, we were like, who's going to co-host? And we truly looked at the entire cast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it could be anybody. Like, this cast is so amazing. But we went with Angela. And then, you know, I thought it was such a fun opportunity to do a show with you again.
Yeah,
it's been so long. And it was such a blast.
It was really
special. And I, like, thank you for, you know, having me do this. And thank you for, like, you know, being okay with somebody popping in for a bit as opposed to just, like, pause the show. And I don't know, like, it's so cool because I love this place and I know I'm often, like, very busy doing other things and we all have our own lives, but, like, it's felt cool being here more and, like, mm-hmm. you know, being a little more, like, finger on the pulse of, like, okay, now we're checking in for this week.
For sure.
I watched it and I felt really, like, comfortable and I loved watching Angela be a host with you because I thought your chemistry was so good. And then, of course, it's just, like, you guys have this, like, unending chemistry. It's so good. You have so many years of friendship. Like, I just thought it was such a great, great pairing, and I really...
Thank you.
You guys killed it. And you warmed my seat for me.
Yes.
Thanks.
No problem. I'm naturally very warm all the time. I almost never wear hoodies, so
it's for you. Oh, thank you. Are you hot under there?
Actually cooking. I don't have a shirt under this, and I was like, okay, maybe it'll be cool enough if I just wear the hoodie.
You're wearing a hoodie and no shirt underneath?
No, that's the only way it'll ever be cool enough.
What a gamble.
Yeah.
What if you get hot?
That is
RDM.
That is bold.
Look at how cute. Look at how, if you're only listening, he's wearing like the cutest little candy.
It's White Rabbit candy. An artist made like this based off of White Rabbit. And if you like Chinese candy at all, it's real good. It's like if a Tootsie Roll was like sweet cream flavored.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
It's incredible. It's wrapped in rice paper so you can just have the paper straight off.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
Selena's nodding as well.
I'd love some.
Damn.
I remember
Selena's childhood.
All right.
The first time I had it, I was like in elementary school and I had a friend who is, you know, Chinese American. Her parents were Chinese immigrants. And she was like, oh, I brought this candy. And it was like the course of my life changed forever. I was like, where can I find this? And
I was like transporting through the universe.
I remember being like 8 years old and my parents were like wanting to shop at like Cost Plus World Market or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh my God, there's an international candy section? Where? And I found White Rabbit and I was like, Mom and Dad, can I get this?
It's always heartbreaking when you travel anywhere and you realize snacks are just better everywhere else.
Yeah.
It's like,
Everybody's got snacks on lock.
They really are.
Brought back a lot of Whitaker's chocolate from New Zealand. It's better.
Oof. Yeah, chocolate.
God, I got to go to New Zealand and, you know, have someone scream penis out the window at me.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Great.
It's one of those places where, like, I hate it when people are like, you should just travel. Everyone should just travel. It's just like, motherfucker, how? It's expensive. It takes time.
Hard.
Like, I'm not going to just be like, just travel. But what I'll say is that it's on a lot of people's bucket list and of the places where someone's like, oh, you got to go here, you got to go here, you got to go here. It's one of the most live up to expectations kind
of
places
I've
ever
seen. Lord
of the
Rings.
Cool.
Totally Lord of the Rings, just beautiful location. The people care about the environment so much. I saw like no litter, birds on the street weren't running away from people, which means they're not going to like screw with the birds and be like, oh, it's just like, people leave things to be in peace. Like,
that's really
hey,
cool.
Damien.
I got
and
real
the
close
and the birds
to,
talk?
They do.
Yeah.
Well, there was one of those like mimicry birds that I like. There's an Instagram post where if you see me like looking in a window, like the most in autistic bliss you've ever seen me, it was one of those birds that just does noises that it's heard.
Love that.
Whoa. Super cool.
Speaking of Instagram, I was off Instagram the entire
good for you.
Time.
Good for you.
I thought you were mad at me and wasn't liking my posts. I'm kidding.
No, I didn't.
So
I didn't
extra
see
offline.
It. I was the most offline I've ever been. And let me tell you, it was amazing. I genuinely didn't miss it. Like, I really miss, but the thing is, I caught up with my people, like, mm-hmm. through text, but, like, I didn't miss it simply because I, having, being able to be super present with my son was the most important thing. Also, like, the only time you have to be on your phone is literally 5 minutes out of the day. And right. what are you going to do? Look on Instagram? No. Yeah. You're going to go take a shower and wash your hair.
That's great. Yeah.
So absolutely. I loved not being online. That's great. Loved it.
We're going to take advantage of that because next week's episode is going to be Trevor and I catching you up on all the like viral like internet YouTube stuff.
I'm excited to hear because I still listen to some like daily podcasts.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Got some new Harambe updates.
Yeah, he's back. No, I'm
back.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Don't.
Sorry.
Don't do.
Sorry, he's not back. He's not back.
Don't.
Oh, why I didn't see.
Why would you say that, Shane? That was awful.
No.
How dare you? He's not back.
He's not back.
He's right there.
He never left.
Never left. That's right.
He's in
he's
here.
In our hearts.
Speaking of never leaving, can I run to the right and grab a bottle of water real fast?
Yeah.
Like a desert.
No.
Thank you. Do you need anything, Mama?
Papa? Papa? No, I'm good, Papa. Oh, my God. Do people just call? Am I going to be Mama now?
If you want.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Tavala. Amanda, do you like cooking?
Okay, I love cooking, but I actually have zero time because I have a newborn, and I miss it. I genuinely miss cooking.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But if you don't have much time on your hands, sounds like you could use Tavala. Tavala is a smart meal delivery service, fresh meals, and a smart oven that does the cooking for you. I recently had the sesame garlic soy salmon and green beans with edamame, kale, quinoa, and crispy onion. It was fantastic.
Stop.
Yeah.
That sounds so gourmet and delicious. So where was my invite? Why didn't you invite me over for...
You just scan the meal's QR code, pop it in the oven, and it cooks everything perfectly. Steams, bakes, broils automatically. It can do everything, right? And if you're someone who's low on time, which I find myself low on time sometimes, it's very useful. They sent us a couple ovens. They work fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Angela showed me the oven. It looks so easy to use. Mm-hmm. I would love one of those. So if you could just...
Okay. Well, think about it. It's a pretty nice oven. For a limited time, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, during Tavala's Black Friday sale, you can get a free Tavala smart oven when you order meals 6+ times by heading to Tavala.com/SmoshMouth and use my code SmoshMouth. That's a free Tavala smart oven when you head to Tavala.com/SmoshMouth and use promo code SmoshMouth. One last time, that's TOVALA.com, and make sure you use my promo code SMOSHMOUTH for a free Tavala smart oven. Remember, with Tavala, dinner is taken care of.
You slayed that.
Yeah, back to the show. Amanda, did you have a favorite moment from watching Smosh Mouth while you were gone? Like, maybe a favorite? Like, was there just moments that stood out to you?
Well, really, like... The whole call sheet back and forth made me laugh a lot. Like, that whole episode made me laugh a lot. It felt like Spencer and Andrew were like, I know her better. No, I was texting her more. No, I was texting her
competition.
More. I don't know. I'm really jealous that Vic was here and I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the monologues. Also, I love nothing more than to play casting directors.
Yeah, it's the funniest.
It's one of my favorite
ever.
Things, and the fact that you were like on your phone the whole time was you know triggering and relatable.
Just a real thing that's
like,
happened to all of us.
What do we want to order for lunch? Yeah, what did you say you wanted to order for lunch when you did that? If you guys haven't seen that episode, it's so good.
Vic was on fire,
and then the spooky. Yeah. I miss the creepy. Yeah. Have we only done creepypastas with you?
I think you did one with Tommy,
no,
right?
No, because we've talked about it where...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where, you know, we have our no sleep episode that never aired.
That never aired with right. you.
Because right. I never got approval on that story, which I'm so sad about, but no. I want to respect that. So we did that. But we just did that for ourselves.
You did yeah. it with Court.
And it was a great time. But yeah, with Courtney, we didn't actually read many creepypastas.
Yeah.
I had a hard time finding them and sourcing ones that are short enough to read on the podcast. So we yeah. kind of just talked a little bit more. I did introduce them to SCPs, which is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Which I can bring up again at some point for you.
Okay.
It's a cool website where it's a government that tracks all these entities around the world. And so there's a page for like every single type of entity.
Did I not tell you about what my dad thinks is out there via the government? Didn't I tell you?
I feel like your dad maybe believes in SCPs for real.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Wait, what did he say?
I don't know why I texted Shane this like month one into my maternity leave. My dad told me on the phone asking about Cole, how did everything go? And then he was like, yeah, so we were talking about the Skarsgårds. Skarsgårds.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, so those Swedish guys, so everyone who's Swedish, so most people who are Swedish, there's beings and they wear Swedish people and, uh-huh. and they're entities and they're out in the ocean and they're covered by mist. And so you can't see them, but the government knows they're there. And so he's like, so the Nordic people, the Nordic folks, are essentially entities.
Okay.
And so those Skarsgård guys, you know.
Not human.
And I'm like, Dad, the guy who plays it, he's like, you know, you never know. The Nordic people.
He's got a point.
Are entities. And I was like, where did you hear that? He goes, everybody knows this, Amanda.
Everybody knows the Skarsgårds. Your dad thinks Bill Skarsgård actually is Pennywise. Like, yeah. No, he's doing that.
That'd
way
be
too
a
well.
Damn good cover.
No, my dad.
If you were Pennywise.
My dad loves aliens. It's a known thing in my family.
And he so calls all them the Grays. Swedish, all Swedish okay. people are aliens.
He calls them Yaos. You guys know what Yaos are? Yaos is a certain entity. Come on, you don't know what yayels are?
I don't keep up with this.
This is amazing.
Super weird stuff. So yayels, like...
I feel like we graze past entities. When you said there's entities in the ocean, is it like merfolk? Because I know the Little Mermaid is like...
I love
in
merfolk.
Denmark is like but the statues in Denmark. Like
merfolk. No, I think it's like yayels and like aliens and beings. It's
okay.
more that.
Interesting. And they're Swedish.
Yeah, Nordic.
So the Skarsgårds, he believes the Skarsgårds are not human.
He said it's possible. Like, he
yeah.
You know, he
I mean, look at them.
Evidence.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me
all,
a break.
They're all working.
Come on.
Alexander.
A whole family of working actors.
Skarsgård?
Come on. They're all so good.
Yeah.
Talented. Stop it.
So anyways, that's my bit on entities that I...
Okay.
I think I texted you.
Yeah, I think
and
you
I
did.
I apologize for any texts that probably were wild
I was,
in those times.
No, I appreciated all of them. In fact, I started texting you because I started drinking wine over the break. And I think Court and I got into it truly because I was just like, oh, I miss Amanda. And this is like something that you love. And it gave me an excuse to text you to be like, oh, I'm trying this type of wine.
I do feel I really have to hold back when you text me because
you, the first time I texted you, you did write a book back about wine.
I could have stayed up until 1 a.m. texting you about wine. And then finally, like you texted me last night, like I'm having a glass of Chianti and I went off. And then finally I had to be like, okay, enjoy your glass. Amanda, stop.
I will always appreciate people talking about things they love.
Yeah.
Like same. I can listen to it forever, even if I know nothing about it. It's my favorite thing.
I just love that you... Do you drink wine?
I don't.
That's okay.
I don't drink at all. I stopped right after, right after shutdown
mm-hmm.
was like starting to get back open again. Cause I don't know. I drank a fair amount during that time just as like a thing to do mm-hmm. with like an ex-girlfriend. And it was like, I looked in the mirror as we were, you know, winding down and I was just like, oh, oh, I think I've gained a lot of weight just from this.
Yeah.
I think I'm done now. And I just never went back.
Yeah.
Of course.
I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
I think that's great.
Maybe one day I'll have wine again or like a beer with a meal. But like, yeah, I just, it packs on too fast.
It does. And wine is such, you know how much I love wine. And the fact that you're getting into it just literally makes me so giddy. Like all I want to do is buy my favorite wines and just like give them to you so you can try them. And the fun part of it is like, I am so fine if I give you a wine or I'm like, oh, try this. And you're like, yeah, no.
Of course.
Love that.
Yeah.
And you gave me an amazing wine.
Yeah.
And I haven't opened it yet.
We found an old ass wine.
From 1984?
Whoa.
86. 86. Yeah. 86.
Yeah. Well, I knew as I was getting into it that I wanted to give you a gift of like an old bottle of wine. I thought it'd be really fun. And hey, maybe it's going to be garbage. And I think that'd be hilarious.
That's what he texted me last night.
I think that'd be really funny.
Because the cork is probably maybe a little bit.
You got to use like a special tool to get it out because it's going to might crumble.
But it's a Bordeaux or Cote d'Iron.
I think it's a Cote d'Iron.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And if it is bad, I'll let you know and we'll cook with it.
Use it as vinegar. Who cares?
Yeah.
No, going back to just these past few weeks or a couple months, there was just some insane moments. Hosting with Angela was wild because every episode Angela would say something absolutely insane.
Sure.
She would say something before she thought about it, and then we'd all have a moment where we're like, what was just said? And then I feel like in a similar way, Damien, when you hosted every episode, you said a joke that just blew my mind.
Aw, thanks.
And the best was anytime, multiple times, Jonathan would be trying to unwrap candies, and he's not here.
No, did he get booted
Mr.
out of
Chips,
this room?
Mr. Chips is not here.
No,
by the way, this
isn't.
Is Jonathan.
No. Chips.
Alexina was assigned. Jonathan's over on the other set for Family Feud.
Because you guys kicked him out?
No.
He lost his...
We had no problem. I thought it was hilarious.
Here's the thing. I'm like really sensitive to sound and it like distracts me a lot. But I've learned that like, hey, not everybody's wired that way. So it's just not a big deal. I've learned to usually move past it.
Yeah.
It was when Shane and I think... Angela, also, yeah, we're like both sort of starting to look over. Yeah.
Oh my God, no!
Incredible. You know what's crazy? That's quieter than what Jonathan was doing. That's crazy.
Are these Werther's?
Those are Werther's.
So, how old are you guys? I'm
sorry,
I'm
to
young.
The Werther's original brand, who I compared that sound to, which is clearly not as bad. Good on you, Werther's.
Wait, I'm listening to Damien talk, and you started doing it, and then it was like... I felt like I was in the, I was like, ding, ding. Everyone in this room has Werther's.
This is incredible.
That was overwhelming in a great way.
Yeah.
I feel very seen.
I'm actually so excited to eat this. I just don't want to do it while I have a microphone in front of me.
You should do it and just like really like clack it around while you're
just
right
really
next to
like, clack it around. Poor Jonathan, though. I looked over and I see him on the other side of the room just kind of like, yeah. It was hilarious.
Also, Jonathan, by the way, is the most like fun-loving, like
the sweetest
life
guy.
Of the party, sweetest person. I would not just like if it wasn't an okay vibe, I would not have done that.
Absolutely.
But also, there was like a couple more times where that happened, and then his phone went off, and I'm like, are we fucking joking?
Okay. Poor guy. Like,
so he got booted out of this room.
It was so unfortunate. I felt so bad for him because Jonathan's also has to be the one before we start filming to be like, all right, are our phones silent? Everything set up? And then he kept happening to him. It was frankly hilarious, but it reminds me of whenever All Ears Zian is writing on mark. And it just, you hear the squeaks of the marker. No. It's just.
Remember we're doing ad reads and I don't know what occurs with ad reads. It's like me and Shane are just giggle fest.
Yeah.
It's like literally like, okay, mom and dad are gone. Let's do this. And literally it's usually Ollie. He's writing and it's just the marker. It's like. And I lose it. Can't stop laughing.
It's
I don't
incredible.
Know why.
Yeah.
It's like, it's when you're having a serious conversation and someone in the corner of the room just like farts or does something stupid and you're like, I really want to listen to
I know.
You, babe. But like, someone farted.
It's the Beatle Moses. We're like, you never listen to me anymore. He's like, babe, I'm sorry. There's just something
insane
behind
you
right now.
Insane behind
you. I might be on a motorcycle.
What's the etiquette for that? Do you stop mid-conversation and go, did you hear that? Or do you pretend like you...
don't.
I'll let you know when I will figure it out.
I will try to ignore things at first, but same. Man, if it keeps going, I'm like, what?
I did breeze past it too quickly. Werther's original joke was awesome. That was amazing.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Unbelievable.
Every single person in this room opened Werther's, and I literally felt like it was like bells going off. I was like, yeah. What?
And I will say the original you saying, is there an old lady? You know, we're the originals. It was, that's a top two. I think the best is still they have TVs and gyms. That, you saying that, that episode with Angela and you was, that was a fever dream.
It was wild.
Fully
insane. I remember.
That was
those,
the TNTL.
Like a fever dream.
Those parts. Like a fever dream? Yeah. So exactly. These past 4 months, I will say, I did lose like parts of my memory.
Wow.
So it, like H was like, I told you that. And I was like, I don't. I wasn't there.
That makes sense.
I wasn't there.
Got a lot on your plate.
You should try this gaslighting H. No.
Yeah.
You're so right. That's so fun.
As a new hobby, try gaslighting your husband.
Oh, my God. I would love to.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do him, you know, justice when I do his, you know, impressions on this pod when I go, da, 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 da. And you're like, wow, that's the only Russian you know. And I'm like,
da.
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 Yeah.
Da. Yeah.
Da.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I missed you guys.
I miss you too, Amanda.
It's so nice to be back. It's also so nice to talk to people again.
And it's nice to listen.
You know.
And it's real nice to listen.
It's real nice to listen. They say talk to your baby, so I do.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's actually, I know people think it's weird, but it's actually really fun. And I'm like,
I don't think it's
weird.
Did
you have a poop? Did you take a good nap? Did you have a good time? And he just loses his mind. That's what I've been talking to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, but did you see that Dateline last night? Oh, my God. She's guilty. She's guilty.
I will say Dateline is, like, getting pretty modern now, which is, like, super cool. They have a roundup. A Dateline roundup.
They do challenges. They do dances and shit.
No, they have their own TikTok, and it's just Keith Morrison
and
doing
that's
TikTok.
That's the tea, honey.
Okay, blind ranking serial killers.
Or is it? No, they have, like, one reporter doing all the roundups of, like, the top crimes that are going on, like, the top court crimes.
Honey, yeah, I made the roundup. Anyway, I got a call. They're on my tail.
Today we're covering the hottest crimes happening in the United States.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
I know.
Damn.
I listen to that a lot on my pod, so I'm caught up with that.
How has it felt coming back? Because you've already filmed a couple things back here.
Yes.
At Smosh.
My first one I filmed was Assumptions.
Okay.
And I literally had to like do like a check with everyone. I was like, should we just delete everything I said? They're like, no, it was totally you, just like heightened with like no filter. And you said whatever you wanted to. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, Mike, we need to cut. He's like, oh yeah, no, I got it. I know what to cut. And I was like, okay.
It's a tough one to come back to because it's so like, it's harder to be just yourself on camera sometimes.
Yes.
And that is what that is.
Yes.
Whereas here we're going to be like, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I already did that. I did TNTL.
And then we played Karen's on Bit City.
Oh.
What a thing to hop back into.
Karen's was actually it was Assumptions, and then it was immediately Karen's.
It's like, hey, Amanda, you've been offline for 3 months. Hey, let's throw a Karen wig on you and let you just go wild.
I mean, here's the deal, though. I did, as I told you, I did listen to the headlines and the daily on Spotify, which is like essentially New York Times, like smaller version of like the top news for the day.
Oh,
I did
cool.
listen to that. Every day, so I'm with it.
You're with it.
But as a Karen,
yeah, I wonder what's gonna make the cut on that.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see this.
Oh, boy,
talk about a fever dream. It was literally me, Shane, and Chance, and Olivia. I don't even know if I said words. I was crying laughing the whole time, and literally, Aaron had to be like, "We have to move on.
Yes,
we have to go.
Yes,
you guys need to stop.
Yeah,
and I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I'm assuming for this one, Olivia was sort of like the straight man then. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't want to reveal.
I'm kidding.
I don't want to reveal anything, but that episode is just nuts.
Yeah. But it's fun because right now, this week, we're filming a bunch of things and you're in every day filming with us. It's so much fun.
Every day.
I feel like a lot of the cast has been in every day this week, which has been like a rare treat.
Yeah.
It's been wild to be like, oh my God, everyone's here. Hi.
Yeah, there's seven people in the other room filming Family Feud.
It's so, so nice to be back.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm back at camp or something.
Yeah.
Like I have my overnight bag full of pump. Was there milk?
Was there anything that it surprised you coming back? Like you're like, oh my God, like, well, like Trevor, he's got a whole new style, or like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, he immediately told me about his hair.
His hair looks great, by the way. I just threw that out as a random thing, but his hair looks great.
Here's what surprised me is like, oh yeah, it takes me I have to do my hair and makeup and choose an outfit every day.
Yeah.
That's what surprised me. I totally forgot about that. I was like, oh wow, this is a whole journey. Mm-hmm. What surprised me?
Anyone who like grew out their hair that like—
oh my God.
Anyone who has a really cool hoodie
like
on.
Like a new sweater, new hair.
Your hair is long and it's your natural color, am I right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? Thank you. I wasn't fishing or anything. But
yeah, you were.
Hey, man.
Yes, I was so surprised about hairstyles. We got Damien has his hairstyle.
Courtney's hair.
Court's hair.
We have Trevor with his new hairstyle. Courtney's hair is, I will say, I love Courtney's hair short.
So good.
I am a super fan of her hair right now. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. Tommy's hair is still blonde, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah, still blonde.
Yeah.
Still blonde. Arasha, I think, got a trim. Angela, trim. Chance, same.
Mine's Olivia different same. Every day.
I like it.
No, it's not.
It's just all over the place.
Yours is like a fresh cut all the time. Do you get your hair cut a lot?
No.
What?
Your hair always looks fresh, but I know what you mean about the different thing. It's like the volume changes every day. It goes from being like a little higher and a little coiffed to like now it's a little more like straight laced.
Yeah, I can't control it.
It's so wild.
It's just wild.
You're such
man.
A renegade, dude.
It's just wild.
I feel the same about my hair. I actually went to the woman who does my hair, she's amazing. She was like, we cannot get you on camera looking like this. Like, what? No. She said it. You know how
hairdressers
will go.
I know what you mean.
No. And they do it with love. And you kind of have to go, I accept this.
Yeah.
I accept.
No.
She was correct.
Hey, they're doing serious work. Hey, shout out teachers, nurses, hairdressers.
Hairdressers. No, seriously, they are. I did look like one of the Manson girls. Like, I really, I was like, my hair...
At what point in the process?
Yeah, what event?
Just the hair.
Oh, yeah.
My hair was literally, like, covering my eyes, like, super straight and
cousin
long.
It.
You look like The Ring.
Yeah, oh, Samara.
Should I rewatch The Ring?
Sure.
I don't think
so. Stop you.
Didn't you say it was, like, hard to watch certain things because you put it through the lens of your... The whole point of the movie is about a...
You're so right.
Okay.
I'm going to not.
Don't do it.
I'll stick with Breaking Bad, which is so much lighter.
You know, lighter stuff like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Got funny quotes like, Uncle Hank?
Yeah.
Has everyone seen Breaking Bad and I'm just like late? Yeah.
I was watching it when it was airing.
Did you watch Better Call Saul also?
I never watched it. And it's kind of one of those... I kind of like... Where there's a show where people are, or a movie where people are like, it's the best thing of all time. And I like not watching it because I'm like, well, I can watch that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's an amazing thing that I need to watch that I haven't watched yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's sad when you've watched all the good stuff and it's like, there's nothing good left.
Yeah, a million
only the
shows
bad stuff.
And no shows.
I do agree. I will say, like, shows when I got time to watch it, it had to be good. Like, mm-hmm. Slow Horses was literally like my number one.
Never even heard of that.
It's an Apple.
Gary Oldman. It's like going to be his last show, and he is a nasty man in it.
Oh.
Farts all the time.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Holes in his socks. It's so good.
Okay.
Guys.
Slow Horses.
I think, but you like shows where it's an old dude.
Yeah, I like old dudes.
Yeah, kind of your thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know that. I think we're out of time.
No.
But hey, good news. Amanda, next week you're going to be back.
But Damien's not going to be here.
Well, but he'll be back.
It has been one of the greatest honors of my life to host this show. And keep your seat warm.
Thank you so much for keeping my seat warm and keeping my partner warm.
Hey, no problem. Anytime
you like
y'all
that?
Need it. And I look forward to being back whenever you choose to have me, but I also understand.
Yeah, we'll decide.
Yeah.
Right? We'll talk. We'll talk.
We'll have to talk. We'll talk with Jonathan.
You guys
too.
Have my number too, and that's my email?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
No.
Yeah, this has been great.
We totally got that. I think Jonathan got it.
And also, like, I just want to say, like, I'm open to notes, you know? I mean, like, I change stuff all the time, like, no problem. So, like,
We'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll
circle up.
We'll circle up.
And
we'll offline about it.
We'll offline and circle back.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Cool. Yeah, and if I check in like a week or two, it just means like, sometimes things go to spam folders. So like.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, a lot of my stuff goes to spam folders.
Totally.
Yeah. So just in case I like miss an email or something. Yeah.
Right.
You keep working on that sweatshirt.
I like it a lot. It's got the little bunnies on it and it's very fluffy. And I might just take a nap until I'm needed. I might hibernate for 100 years until the day I awaken.
It's kind of like. Go into the
it.
And once you go into there, it's actually really
wow,
pretty good,
so cute. Yeah, we'll totally have you back.
Thank you. Hey guys, this has been a real treat.
Love that. Oh my god, I'm so happy to be back. I miss you guys so much. I miss you all so much.
Amanda's back. This is great.
I'm back.
And thank you for watching.
Get your Werther's out and start unwrapping them.
Werther's originals out,
ladies and gentlemen. Start your Werther's.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.